This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. We are just about coming up to 12:45 p.m. on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'm Christine Wong and I'm joined by
Arvind Yuvraj.
And we have had a question that we've been asking you all the way throughout the show.
Yeah, we asked you, who should initiate upskilling in the workplace? Should it be HR? Should it be immediate supervisor, employees or others? Mm-hmm. At the moment, 34.9% of you say HR, 36.9% say immediate supervisor, 26.2% say employees, and 2% say others. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of tweets. Seifel22 says it's employee. Only you would know your weaknesses and your interests.
Very true.
And then we have a very nice message from Ramli, who says, good job, Christine, from the little producer's voice in the background to running the show upscaling BFM style.
Thanks, Ramli.
With the clapping hand emoji.
Clapping hand emoji. Surprisingly wholesome from Ramli there, but thank you very much. And yeah, if you want to get in touch with us for that, you can get us on Twitter or on Instagram. Both mm-hmm. are at BFM Radio. And we are also on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. You have just about 10-ish minutes to get in touch with us for that. So this is your last chance. In the meantime, though, we do have one final story.
Yeah, so this is about the My Sejahtera app and how it's mandatory for all businesses. So Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob announced that it is now mandatory for all business premises to use the My Sejahtera app. He also said that the regulation would be gazetted by the Attorney General Chambers soon. It's fine if premises want to use their own apps or their other apps, you know, such as Selanka, or their own design business apps, but they must have the My Sejahtera app as a default. Exemptions will be given to premises in rural areas or small towns that do not have stable internet connectivity. They are allowed to keep manual records, so like the logbooks that you see with the pens and stuff. Also, Ismail Sabri added a few details regarding home quarantine rules. He said that only students from B40 families would be exempted from paying the quarantine costs. If the students have scholarships, the sponsors will have to pay for the quarantine costs. He urged those who are returning to Malaysia to register with the Foreign Ministry first before arriving. And he says that health ministry officials as well as the police will be conducting spot checks to ensure this group of people follow the SOPs. And on Sunday, police conducted 2,160 spot checks, and the number of people who had failed to adhere to the home quarantine rules were 51. 51 is a lot of people not listening to basic SOPs, especially if they are meant to stay at home.
Yeah.
But yeah, about the My Sejahtera thing, I'm happy that they have sort of streamlined it. I would prefer to have a singular app, like one app that we can use. Mm-hmm. I understand why businesses do it. I understand why different states do it. But if you gave me the choice, I would say that all across the board, everyone just use the My Sejahtera, and if it works, then at least contact tracing will be more, I guess, more detailed and more robust.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think even when this all first started and we started, you know, embracing the idea of contact tracing, mm-hmm. we were wondering why we didn't just use the one app.
Yeah.
I do kind of like that they've given people the option, though, in terms of like you have to have the My Sejahtera app, but mm-hmm. if you have other things that, you know, for your own internal purposes, you're allowed to do that as well. I think that's totally fair. But finally we have a singular common denominator mm-hmm. across all the different contact tracing platforms and methods, so that is nice.
Yeah.
I am worried about that 51 number of people who just broke the rules
when they were supposed to be at home,
when they're supposed to be at home quarantining. It's not just for you, it's for everyone else. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
listen to those SOPs.
Please.
Yeah.
Also, if we're going to do some quick PSAs now, the amount of people I've seen wearing their masks under their noses or around their chins, don't do that.
Still there.
Please cover your nose. And mm-hmm. also, if you wear your mask around your chin, it's just exposing your mask to the potentially infected areas.
So if it's on your chin.
If it's on your chin.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Yeah.
Just take the mask off, please.
I am happy that they are giving more guidelines on TV and not radio so much, but on TV where they teach people how to wear the masks if they want to make their own homemade masks, they tell you like what to use and, mm-hmm. and what kinds of filters will filter out viruses in the air and stuff. And I'm also happy that they've made it mandatory to wear masks in public spaces. I think that was a long time coming. And finally this, you know, making sure that the app is installed field across all business premises. So no one misses out on the contact tracing.
I think this is a fantastic way to sort of ease into, you know, reviving the economy, but also maintaining, you know, all these SOPs so that we can move into this sort of new normal space, I guess. But that is actually about it for Enterprise Biz Bytes today. As we've mentioned throughout the show, we have been talking to you all about a specific question.
Yeah, so we asked who should initiate upskilling in the workplace. We gave a couple of options. I'm going to refresh Twitter. The final tally is at 35.3% HR, 36.7% immediate supervisor, 26% employees, and 2% others. We had a couple of responses. Thank you for that. Nothing more on WhatsApp either.
Cool. And that was all based on a story about?
About a future workforce in the never normal, based on a report by Accenture.
Right. And then after that, we had a story about using your network to survive a bad job market. So basically telling you a few tips on how to actually network.
Mm-hmm. And we finished with My Sejahtera app and how it's now mandatory for all business premises to have it installed.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, everyone who did message in, for messaging in, and everyone who participated in our poll. We hit 150 votes. Woo! So that is pretty nice. But that's about it for BizBytes right now. However, coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. This is featuring Sandy Tan, the CEO of Optimax Holdings Berhad. Beginning its journey 25 years ago, Optimax has since grown its business to encompass many care centers across the country. As it's scheduled to make its debut on the ACE market on the 18th of August, the Breakfast Grill spoke this morning to Sandy all about getting a better sense of what the company plans to do with its listing proceeds. My name is Christine Wong and I've been joined in the studio by
Arvind Yuvraj.
You've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes today on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.